All right, good evening. We're going to discuss the concept of Beinam Mitzarim, the Chazal see an illusion that that there's a stream of time from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av, even though, as we learned tonight, the rabbi taught us that the real Avelos of Dina de Gemara starts from Rosh Chodesh Av, and just the Ashkenazim took on a Chumrah to start some forms of Avelos from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. But that has a source already in the Medrash on the Pasuk in Eicha, Kol Rofeh Hisiguha Ben HaMitzarim. All those who have chased Am Yisrael, unfortunately, have been able to catch up to Am Yisrael and nab them. Beina Mitzarim, between the boundaries, caught between the gates, between the walls. That Chazal darshan this, that this is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So it's already from the Talmudic times that there's this concept that there's a continuum from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz through Tisha B'Av. I want to discuss that. Like you might think it's just a fast day and a fast day, but no, there's like a continuum between the two, which I want to discuss the nature of that continuum. But before we get into that, there is a question we need to raise. What Chazal tell us, call Misabel al Yerushalayim Zochav Roy B'Simchasa. Anyone who truly mourns for the Chorban of Yerushalayim, he will be the one that will merit to see it, its joy, when it will be rebuilt, b'mehera b'yameinu. And we have to understand why that is, what is the connection, that because a person mourns it, he will merit to see its rebuilding. Another thing, there's a legend that people mistakenly think is in the Sefer Torah Sa'ola of the Ramah, but it's nowhere there. But it's a story that all of Klal Yisrael tell, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi and the philosopher Plato met each other. Now, the dates do actually work out. It's historically plausible, right? That and the philosopher Plato, we ask Yirmiyahu HaNavi, saw that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is the Navi that wrote Megillas Eicha, wrote the Book of Lamentation. He was foretold the Chorban HaBayis and very much was in deep mourning over Chorban HaBayis. And Plato asked him, wise people just get on with their lives. What happened, and you move on. Right? It's not mechok hachachma, it is not the way of wisdom, to cry over something that happened already. You move on. And as the story goes, Yirmiyahu Navi told them, listen, you just won't understand. And as the story goes, they changed the topic. And they discussed philosophical ideas, metaphysics, and Yirmiyahu Navi being a Navi, which also means he's a very big Kabbalist. He had a lot to say about, the areas of inquiry that philosophy deals with. So after Plato said, look, I proved myself. You see, I'm what we call a bar hochi. I'm a big intellectual, no less than you. Now explain to me what's with this temple that you're mourning that you wouldn't understand. So then a little bit, the mystery, obviously something very deep. You tell a guy like Plato, right, you wouldn't understand. It's something that we have to try to understand, what it's all about. There's a very interesting trend that we find in the Agadatus that I'm sure everyone learns again every year in Seches Gittin, talking about the stories, the horrible tragedies that happened in Chorban HaBayis. And there's a magic number of three that comes up over and over again. The sugya opens up, talking about that there were three major Kamtza, Bar Kamtza, Harva Yerushalayim, right? Because the story of Kamtza, Bar Kamtza, Yerushalayim, Tarnagolta, Harv Tur Malka, Ashaka de Rispak, Harva Beitar. Right? So even though like the whole Eretz Yisrael and all the towns got wiped up, they focus on Yerushalayim, Tur Malka, and Beitar. And then when we go as the Agadatas go on, it talks about that when Aspasianus, Vespasian, came to take down Yerushalayim, the siege was for 3 years. Right? And it talks about that in the town there were three very rich men that held that they could actually theoretically give enough resources that they could hold out for 21 years. Right? right? That's Nachdiman Ben Gurion, Kalba Savua, and Ben Tzitzis, Hakassus Ben Tzitzis, or Tzitzis Ben Hakassus, right? Was, these are the three rich men, right? Again, you know, the idea of three, you know, comes up over and over again. And the Maharal points out that, you know, the Bein HaMitzarim is 3 weeks long. Right? The Maharal already points this out, and, you know, and 3 weeks long, and which is 21 days. Right? And it's like parallel to that these three Ashirim were able to support Yerushalayim for 21 years. That's 3 weeks, 21 days. The three Ashirim between them could have supported, you know, Am Yisrael, in Yerushalayim for 21 years. That, as it were, you know, the 3 weeks, which are 21 days, is like a micro of the idea of Chorban, which has a threeness, you know, both in Klali, generally speaking, and Baderech Prat goes from 3 to 21, you know, 7 times 3. Right, to understand, you know, a little bit about this and why it's also this time of year. the concept of three. Where do we find the concept of three? You know, there's something that we say at the end of Leil HaSeder, right? And it's really no nursery rhyme. It's really something very deep. If anyone sees, ever learned Pirushim on the Echad Miyodea, it's a very philosophical poem going into number theory. Not so much, you know, quantity, but numbers are ideas, and every number has an ideological significance. And I'm not going to go through the whole Echad Miyodea now, but my Rebbe, Moshe Shapiro, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, gave us 4 hour-long shiurim, right? 4 shiurim on Echad Miyodea back in 1995. Right? That's how deep it is, right? Right? numbers. Everyone's studied Pythagoras. You know, numbers are concepts. You know, this is a very big idea in Kabbalah. So the Echad Miyodea says Shlosha Miyodea, Shlosha Niyodea, Shlosha Avos. Right, the concept of three is the three of us. So to understand a little bit what it is, because we definitely see the threeness over here, as we showed, in the whole story of the Chorban. Right, so as the Svarim explained, right, what does the concept of three represent? That and you know the idea of three. Three, the idea, not the quantity. The idea of three, right? That and when you understand that's the idea, you realize that the greatest representation of it on earth, the greatest metaphor for the musaq of three is that we have three avos. What's the concept of three? Well, yeah. Very good, very good. That's part of it. That you know, in three, it's something solid like a chazaka, like your cheskas gimel shonim in real estate law. Right, by metalton your chazaka is holding it, but by karka that's too big to hold. It holds you, so you have so you can't hold the karka. Right, so you know the real estate you establish a chazaka by having been on the land for 3 years. Right, correct. And that's and there's the famous pasuk they said achotam mishulash lo b'hinor yinotek. But there's something more basic why it should be that way. That three is a chazaka like a possession and chazaka like a strong rope. Achotam mishulash lo b'hinor yinotek. What does three represent? Right. Very good. Right. Okay. All the three somehow. Yeah. But let right. Let
stability.
Right. Okay. So, but why? But why? But why? 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 Okay. What?
We are living in a three-dimensional world.
Okay.
This is antithesis.
Yes, that's right. That's correct. Hegel, right? But he's right. It happens. But you know, but the Maharal and ours—they lived before Hegel, right? that's right. You know, he was quoting from Hegel: thesis, antithesis, synthesis. Right? Meaning there's the two extremes, the two poles that oppose each other. Right, and if you just have those two, then things would just splinter. But then there's the third, that's machria, that holds the two together. That's the synthesis of the two, and we'll weigh out the situation when it's more time for this pole, when it's more time for that pole. Right? So it means so the idea of the three is you have the two extremes, and you have the middle, that holds it together. You know, it's the synthesis, and we'll decide when the situation is appropriate. Right? You don't have a middle until you have three. You want to think about that for a second? It's right. It's obvious. You don't have a middle until you have three.
On a line, you don't have a middle.
What?
On a line, you don't have a middle.
No, because that's the whole concept of third. It's the third is the middle, right? So you just have it right in a in number, right? Right. No, until you have the concept of three, you know, numbers being concepts. That's when you have right the right side, left side, right, the two extremes, and the middle. Right, and that's what holds everything together. Right, the middle holds things together and decides when this is appropriate and when you know. And this is also to. So before I get back to it, but remind me to reference the Rambam and Hilchos Des in case I forget. But it's more appropriate to first get back to the Shlosha Avos, right? The our three forefathers, right? That Am Yisrael has three fathers. Right, the American people just have George Washington, right? Right. Why do we need three fathers? It's hard enough with one, right? Right. Right. Shlosha Avos. Shlosha Bidav. Right. Shlosha Avos. Right. Mashri, you know, one founding father is not enough, right? And it's mamish these three. We know the halacha is Ein Karin La Avos Ela LeShlosha. There are only three that have the title Avos, Aram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Not more, not less, right? And Shlosha Bidav. Shlosha Avos. Right, we need three fathers. One father wasn't enough, two fathers wasn't enough, and we don't need more than three. Right? So it's like this, right? Because Am Yisrael, which is supposed to be the nation that has all good midas, everything you could ever want, right? Anything that's, all positive traits. Positive traits, there's the positive traits of chesed, kindness, right? 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 But, just kindness, right? We can't have a travel ban if there's just kindness, right? We can't, we can't have any law and order if only kindness. So, right, you have, on the opposite extreme, gvura or din, right? Right, but, there's a time and place for either of them, right? But then the situation is complicated. Sometimes there's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Like, you deserve a fine, right? But you know what? Because of, you were under pressure, this and that, you get a reduction, right? And that's justice, right? Because sometimes it's the situation is complex. And that's what mercy is. The idea of mercy, rachamim, is actually the synthesis between chesed and din. Right, that's mercy is always spoken about. There's din, like I throw myself at the mercy of the court, and the din is being tempered, being tempered somewhat. And the rachamim is like what weighs out the situation, because it's usul rachamim mishein bodas. Right, there's sometimes where rachamim is not called for, and rachamim itself understands. The one in the middle understands when it's time for chesed, when it's time for din, and when it's time to synthesize. So the role of the one in the middle is to hold the whole thing together. And it'll decide. It'll be what's called the mekubam, called the middle, the machria, the one that, the swing vote, that will decide, whether we're going to synthesize or we're going to go, it's time for chesed or it's time for din. Right? And this is the midos of our three avos, Abraham, chesed, Yitzchak, din, right? And Yaakov, Tiferes, Rachamim, right? And that's what, to Am Yisrael, to be a complete people with every good midah, that, there's all the good midahs that are in the category of chasadim, and there are all the good midahs that are in the category of din and gvura, and then there's all the good midahs that belong to the category of what's in the middle. And that's why we needed three of us. Otherwise, we would be lacking as a people, because we are supposed to be the people that have every midah nechayna, every good midah imaginable. And all the good midahs, and how the midahs could also fit together. Fit together. That's an amazing thing. Not just to have all of good midahs, but that the midahs also fit together in a holistic, in a balanced system. Right, for that we needed three of us, and then Am Yisrael could get going as a nation. That the next generation after Yaakov start the Shvatim, start the tribes, because our foundations have been laid, and now we start becoming a nation. First with the 12 tribes. And this is what Chazal tell us, that is, there's Gimel Simonim Bumazu, there's three signs for this nation. They are Rachmanim, Baishanim, Gomlei Chasodim. It's going in reverse order, bottom up, Rachmanim, Yaakov Avinu, Baishanim, right? You know, Busha, right? You're embarrassed if you're caught doing something wrong, right? Busha is actually respect for the law. Right, that's not just fear of punishment, but a person who has a recognition that he's in the wrong. So he's the midah of Yira, Yirat Hashem. As the pasuk says, Bavur la'asoshem balkim uvavur yetiye yiraso al pnechem lebilti techato. You should have your fear and never sin. Says Rashi, zuhabusha. You should be embarrassed to sin, and that's called to have Yiras Hashem. And that's the midah of Gvura. That's Baishanim, and then Gomle Chasadim. Right. Avram Avinu. Right? And that's also the Shlosha Amudim, our Shlosha Dvarim Olam Omed, Ala Torah, Yaakov Avinu, because the Torah includes in it Chesed and Din. It's full of halachas and tells us to do things like Mochemes Amot, but also tells us to do Gnas Chaim. So Torah includes everything. Torah, Avoda. Avoda is Yitzhak Avinu. He was willing to himself, willing to be a sacrifice. Right? Avoda, divine service. Right? Ugmilus Chasodim, Avram Avinu, this also is parallel. Al Shoshim Ba'olam Kayam Hadin, right? Yitzchak Avinu, Emes Yaakov Avinu, Titen Emes LiYaakov, because Emes Aleph Mem Tov, the beginning, is the synthesis that is everything. Vashalom and peace. That's Avram Avinu, parallel to Avram Avinu. Right? So this is the Inyan. Right, that Am Yisrael has this threeness to it, the Shlosha Avos, and Am Yisrael has all the good midas and a system of holding things together. And that's really why the holding things together, the center, is really what made the capstone on the Avos. That's why Yaakov Avinu, even though he is the Bechir Sheba Avos, Chazal tells us in a few places, he was on the highest level of all the three Avos. Why wasn't he born first? He was born last. Right. And now that there's an interesting medrash in Parshas Todos. The pasuk says in Navi, "Nu'um Elokei Yaakov Asher Pada Es Avram." The words of the God of Yaakov who saved Avram. The Navi is referencing how Avram was saved from the Kivshon Esh, from the furnace of fire. So the medrash says you could read the pasuk like this: cut the pasuk up, leave out "Nu'um Elokei Yaakov Asher Pada Es Avram." Yaakov saved Avram, says the medrash. That at the time that Avinu was thrown into the Kivshon HaEsh for his beliefs, even though that was a tremendous act of Mesiras Nefesh, he still didn't deserve to be saved. Right? He would have had the merit of dying al Kiddush Hashem, the merit of martyrdom. It's a big merit. Why was he saved? Only because he was destined to beget Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Podas Avram. Saved Avram from the Kivshon HaEsh because he foresaw that he's destined to have Yitzhak, who is supposed to have Yaakov. Yaakov has to be born last because that's his function of being the synthesizer. So, of course, that's the highest level, to be inclusive of both, but you're not the synthesizer until you have the first two poles first. So Yaakov is the tachlis, the end goal, and the end goal has to come last because he's the synthesizer that holds together the two poles. You have to first have the two poles, and then you can have the third. That's the synthesizer and holds the whole thing together. And then Am Yisrael becomes the chut ha-meshulash asher lo bimhera yinotek, right? The triple string, the three-stranded rope, right? That does not easily break. Right? And, parallel to that, we have three regalim, right? Three times we go to the Beis HaMikdash and the Sfarim say, they're also parallel like regalim, legs. Right, just like al shlosha dvarim olam omed. So it's not just that we use our feet to go up to Har HaBayis, but these three holidays are parallel to the tripod that Am Yisrael stands on. Right, that Pesach was all chesed. Right, Kosher took us out of kindness. Right, because we were memtes shari tuma, and that's why it's not a coincidence which Av got the prophecy of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Avram Avinu by Bris Ben Absorim. Right, so Pesach belongs to Avram, right? Shavuos belongs to, it's parallel to Yitzchak, because that's when we got the Torah, and that's when we earned our existence, right? Now we could keep the law, it's all we got the law, and we could uphold the law, and we could earn our existence, and we could have a kiyum bedin, and we could deserve our existence. We could earn. That's all din. That's, you know, by law, right? And sukkahs, right? When everything comes together at the end of the three regalim, that's Yaakov Vino, that's alluded to. V'Yaakov nasa sukkosa v'even lo bayis u'mekneo asa sukkos is an allusion to sukkahs, right? And, you know, and it just goes on and on, right? You know, one of the functions of building a Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBchira, you know, and in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is that aside from a place to do the korbanos, but it's a makom of aliyah l'rego. He writes in the very description of the mitzvah. We have to make that focal point that Am Yisrael all comes together at three times a year. So the Beis Mishnah was a part of its function was, it is where that tripod is, where they are the three legs, you know, the three regalim, that the tripod comes together by the Beis HaMikdash. So I just want to say one thing before I forget. Now you could understand the Rambam in Hilchos Des, the Rambam's famous shita of, you know, what's called a good midah. Right? Down the middle. Right? 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 Down the middle. Right? So it's not like people think that, you know, the Rambam said, like, you know, don't be too fried, don't be too frum. It's not what it means. It means, you know, when you're down the middle, that means you're in control. You should be down the middle, because when you're down the middle, you are balanced and you have the benefit of both sides, and you'll decide. When you're in the middle, you're in control and you could decide. So generally speaking, the middle is the way to be, because it, you know, it's a synthesis of the two, but also from that position, you could easily decide when it's time to bend to the chesed or bend to the din. Because, you know, the Torah sometimes demands from us chasadim and sometimes demands dinim. You're not going to be able to, on a dime, you know, bend if you're not conditioned that you're down the middle. Yeah, you're down the middle. You can always do exactly whatever the Torah demands from you, whether it's chasadim or dinim. Right? And so that's why the Rambam saw, you know, an allusion to a shita on the famous medrash. On the famous Mishnah of us, I meant to say, "Ezu derech yeshara shi'av ba'adam, kol shu tiferes lo sev, tiferes lo min adam." Right. So anyone who's a little bit of, you know, a little bit Kabbalistically or Hasidically inclined, that derech that a person should choose, which Ram says in that Mishnah, is the derech ha'im tzoyis. The middle way is tiferes lo sev, tiferes min adam. Who has the meat of tiferes? Yaakov Avinu. Right. Right. The middle path. Because the middle path is the synthesis. That's why it's the right way. Because it's the synthesis, and it, from that position, it's easy to, when the situation demands, easily go to the right or easily go to the left. The fee, whatever mitzvah comes your way, some mitzvahs are chasadim, some mitzvahs demand gevura, right? And that's what we derech yeshara, right? So sefer Bereishis is called sefer yesharim al shem Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov shenikru yesharim, right? But it's because between the three of them together that they're called Yashar, because Yaakov Avinu comes and aligns the two, holds the two together. And that's where the name, our two names, I heard from my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro, right? We, Am Yisrael as a nation, has two names, Yisrael and Yeshurun. Right? And the two names have the same shorish, Yashar. Right? You know, but Yashar, straight, is, you know, you're not going to deviate to the right, you're not going to deviate to the left, is because you have the one in the middle holding it together. So that's why Yaakov Avinu holds it. He per se got the name Yisrael, which became the name of the whole nation. We're balanced, we're straight, we could stay aligned with the goal. We're not going to bend to the right, to the left. We'll have the benefit of the right and to the left, right? But we're not going to bend to the right and left. So now you could understand, you know, God forbid, you know, the terrible thing that we lost, right, with Chorban HaBayis. Our whole tripod was undone. And that's what the Gemara is describing, the threeness. Right, as Maral discusses this consistently in his Pirush HaAgadas and Sefer HaNetzach, right, the threeness of what was Yerushalayim, Tur Malka, right, and Beitar. Where the Maral sets up, you know, as Yerushalayim, Beitar, and Tur Malka. Yerushalayim being the center. This is famous in Chazal, that Eretz Yisrael is the center of the globe, Yerushalayim the center of Eretz Yisrael, and the Beis HaMikdash is the center, right, of Yerushalayim, center. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is the center of there, and Chazal are always meramis. Nefesh HaChaim points out, Yechaven libo keneged beis kodshei hakodashim. Your heart, that as the beis kodshei hakodashim is like the heart of the universe. So you should always have your heart, your personal heart, your center should be aligned with the kodesh hakodashim, right? Yerushalayim, which is the beis which is called beis Elokei Yaakov. Right, the third base of Israel will be called the base of Yaakov. You know, not like Avram that called it a mountain, Avram Shkorah, not like Yitzhak that called it a soda. Right, Shemar, you know, Veitzi Yitzhak Suach Basoda, but like Yaakov Shekoro Bai Shemar Einzakim Beis Elokim. So Yerushalayim, which is the center, that's connected Yaakov Avinu. Right, what's Beitar all about? Beitar was all about strength. Right, that you know that what was the story that happened in Beitar that caused the precipitated the Churban, is that they had a minhag in Beitar that at the time when kids are born, they plant arozim, pound cedar trees, right? And then on the day of the wedding, they would cut down those trees and make a big, big, you know, palace out of it, representing that they should have a strong, strong kiyum, and that's like your right arm, which is your stronger arm, right? It's your stronger arm. So Beitar was keneged the right side, Avram Avinu, right? Tur Malka, which means which Aramaic means Haramelech, the mountain of the king, right? So what were they about? You know, they were about that they were, it was massive. The Gemara says like an astronomical number of people lived there, and the Amora went to visit, said, man, it wouldn't even hold 600,000 reeds. And they thought it was like Kiyotze Mitzrayim, and because sadly Eretz Yisrael lost space by Churban HaBayis. That's why it's called Eretz HaTzvi, like the land of the deer, right? That the deer, if you'd have skin a deer alive, you'd never be able to put it back together. Right? You can't get the skin around. It's like a miracle that the skin fits around the deer. So also Eretz Yisrael is amazing. It's really bigger on the inside, the outside, but that's only when the Jewish people occupy Eretz Yisrael. There's a spatial distortion that's actually bigger than how much it actually measures. Amazing thing. And they had like an amazing amount of people there. What was their custom? Which you know worked against them. They had that by a chasana. They had a chicken and a rooster walk in front of the chasana and kala. That the chasana they should breed and be a lot, like you know how you know chickens breed much, right? And they the Romans took the chickens from one particular wedding, and the Jews you know put up a fuss, and that's what caused you know a response from the authorities, and they destroyed the town. But it's about the idea of plenty. Much. That's why it's called Har HaMelech. Barov Am Hadras Melech. The more glorious the king. It's about abundance. So says the Maharal, abundance starts from the second. One is not an abundance. Avraham Avinu was the first. We Avraham started multiplying when he had Yitzchak. And in Tunis is when is the idea of that to begin to multiply. And the Maharal says something even deeper. You know, in Chesed, which was Avraham Avinu's attribute, right? In Chesed, there's no distinctions. Everyone gets equally in pure Chesed. In Din, there also becomes complex. There become multitude of distinctions. He deserves this. He deserves less. He deserves more, right? And and whenever you're dealing in Din, there's automatically a multiplicity. You are either Chayef or Potter. It's either Tamei or Tahar. It's either Mutter or Usser. So in Din, there's Ribui. Right? Because in Din, you're dealing with multiple possibilities. That's the law is guilty or innocent, right? Obligated, not obligated. Right? That's the way it works, right? So the so Tur Malka was keneged Yitzhak Avinu, keneged the Ribui. Right? So as it were, Yerushalayim is like the center. Beitar, conceptually, the right hand, Avram Avinu. Tur Malka, the left hand, right? And Chazal took these three cities as a metaphor to say that we lost. Right, these three things, were represented as were categories of types of midas that we lost. So now it wasn't a coincidence that Vespasian, right, went around. It took him how long to conquer Yerushalayim? 3 years. 3 years. Right, an amazing thing, right? Because he had to conquer our threeness. And that's why the siege had to take 3 years. That's why it had to be that long. Right? The idea being that either by the end of 3 years he would have conquered us, or if we would have persevered past that point, he would have to go home, one or the other. Because the threeness was, he's coming up against our threeness, the koch of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the koch of our three midas, the koch of our three legs. So it was either, you know, to win or to be defeated. And the challenge was 3 years long, going up, you know, every year representing another one of our midas. The siege couldn't have been less than 3 years. And if it would have taken longer than 3 years, he would have had to go home. He would have given up. And that's what it means also. There were three rich men in that town. An amazing thing. Nachdiman ben Gurion. Now, why was he? So Gemara starts darshaning why they were called what they were called. Nachdiman ben Gurion knocked the lochama. He had a miracle that the sun stood still for him. You know, the story that, for the Ole Regolim, you know, for those that are coming up to Yerushalayim, right, he needed wells, you know, to, you know, give them water. And his wells were dry, right? So he asked from some Roman, you're a rich guy, you own wells all the way along the way to Yerushalayim. Let the Ole Regolim use the water from your wells. All right? So he said, listen, when are you going to pay me back? All right? Well, by such and such a date, I guarantee you, my God, you know, bring the rain and your wells will be full. And if not, I'll give you all my wealth, everything. And he was a very wealthy guy. And so as the story goes, you know, it was like the very last day was a drought, right? Like there was nowhere near the amount of water to fill the wells, you know, that, you know, the water that was depleted by the Ole Regolim. And the Roman guy, he laughed, you know, it's like sunset is, you know, now, right? I'm going to the Merchats, I'm going to take a bath in honor of the occasion. I guess he didn't bathe that often otherwise, right? He's going to the Merchats, right? And, and prepare all your wealth, right? So then after that, it started raining and raining and raining, and in a very short amount of time, all the water got filled up. And so, but, you know, Roman Gazette, but it's too late. And the clouds parted, and the sun was still standing, even though by Lefias, by the clock, the sun shouldn't have been in the sky. Not the Lohama. That's why he got his name. And then there was Kalba Savua. And why was he called Kalba Savua? Right, so this Dr. Ian McGrew was going to give firewood. Right, keep this in mind. Now, Kalba Savua, right, he was called Kalba Savua, that a person goes into Mroiv Kekelv, hungry like a dog, you come out Savea, right, you come out full. And he was going to give Chiti Vesari. He was going to give, you know, wheat and barley. And then the other guy, Tzitzis ben Akasas, right? That guy, right? That, you know, he was so rich that, you know, they put out cloth so his tzitzis shouldn't drag on the floor. Or another lotion is that he used to say amongst the Romans, right? So he was going to give salt, wine, and oil, right? And between them, these three guys, they were able to be Mefarnes Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, for 21 years. Says the Maharal. So that means 3 times 7. Now, 7, the word Sheva, also, if you say it, you know, as a sin, as opposed to a shin, it's Savea, full. Representing that these three guys were full. You know, they had their midah, right, to fullness. That you have the three, but full, Savea. So that's how you get to 21, where you have each one of the three attributes to its fullness, right? So going through them again. So Nachdiman ben Gurion, right? He had a miracle happen to him. Which means that shows that God is with him. He is parallel to Yerushalayim per se. God, you know, that's where God dwells. And that's parallel to Yaakov Avinu, that we know that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Karol Yaakov El. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu even called Yaakov a deity, as it were, because, you know, Mus Yaakov Chakuka al Kisei HaKavod. He had a miracle happen to him. God is with him, right? And that's represented by firewood. Firewood is mercy, right? Why is it firewood mercy? Right? God could easily tell you, eat it raw, man. Eat it raw, right? Right? Be thankful I gave you food, right? Right? But then again, look, God, you know, follow through on the favor. You know, gave me food, like, make it taste good, right? So it's like an element of, like, you could say to God, well, look, if you gave me food already, follow through to the end. So on the one hand, God gave you food already. It doesn't have to be cooked. Eat it raw. Right, but on the other hand, you have a taina. Listen, you know, if you're giving food already, you know, go the whole way and make it tasty. And that's why, you know, firewood is rachamim, right? Prior to Yaakov Avinu, right? You know, the, right, you know, the kalba savua. Anyone who is hungry comes out, you know, even hungry like a dog, comes out satiated, right? Hazar som kulo bituvo, bechein, bechesed, uverachamim, right? Akash who gives the world, you know, sustenance, bechesed. Trans chesed, Akash who gives us sustenance, right? So that's Kavasavu's keneged chesed, keneged Avraham Avinu, right? As you were, he's a person that's parallel to the idea of Beitar, you know, what the Beitar represented as a city, right? And Kalba Savua, he gives what? He gives, I mean, Kalba Savua, since it's been a kusas, right? Choshvagai, right? And of course, you know, Chashivas means he's like a king, sort of, you know, which, you know, king, his word is law, right? Chashivas is, you know, without getting into why, it shows a status. Status means authority. Authority is din. He gives, right, wine, oil, and salt. What's the common denominator? They give taste, right? It says Gemara, a brilliant thing, that's din. When the Gemara says a din, what does the Gemara say? It states a dry law. So the Gemara asks afterwards, my taima. My taima. Right? What's the reason? Right? Because, you know, doesn't understand the reason. It makes a gishmak, like taste. Right? My taima, what's the reason? You know, in din, you find tam. Chesed doesn't need a reason. You don't need a reason to bestow kindness. But why the law is the law? You have to give reasoning. And that's called to give tam. And that's what he gives. He gives tam, and he's connected din. Right? So it comes out that the you know, the horrendous, you know, setback of Korban HaBayis is that we were deprived of our tripod. And that's why, so now we'll get to another principle. And with this, we'll bring it all home. A very big principle in our philosophy, Yesod laid down by the Sefer Yetzirah. It is the basis of the Sefer Yetzirah. You know, is that there's that the world has three, you know, the cosmos, existence, has three parallels. Olam, Shana, Nefesh. Right? There's the there's place in the world. There's the time of the year. And then there's a person. Marashiva, Zechron Levracha of Yaakov Weinberg, whose Yortzai was yesterday, used to just give a mashal, even though this example is not in the Sefer Yetzirah, but just a mashal, get this into the head, right? Kohen Gadol, Kodesh HaKadoshim, Yom Kippur. You know, those three line up, you know, Dafka, you know, that guy, Dafka, could be in that place on that day. And vice versa, you know, only on that day, he can walk in there, right? That place can only go in, you know, yeah, by this guy on that time, right? These are like, you know, the parallels that there are. Now, a more basic idea that's said all over Chumash, you know, is that, you know, throughout Chumash, we have a hekesh between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. And Shabsosai Tishmo Mikdashi Tiro Ani Hashem, right? Or, you know, in Parshas Kisisa, the whole Melechas HaMishkan is Hukash Tishmira Shabbos. The psukim are all over. Right? And the truth is, right, that these are, you know, the Am Yisrael and the Shabbos, right, and the Beis HaMikdash are three parallels. We're the holy nation. Shabbos is the holy day. The Beis HaMikdash is the holy place. Right? So now, with that in mind, I show that, you know, that there's a parallel between time and space, and now what relativity has to say about that. Space-time, you know, we'll leave that to the physicists in the crowd, whether the Sefer Yetzirah has divined the idea of space-time ahead of its time, right? But what the Sefer Yetzirah talks about is that there's the Zman and you know, and the Mokom Zman and the Nefesh all work in parallels, and that's the basis of the whole Sefer Yetzirah, going month by month by month, the power of the month, you know, what it is in the person and what it is in the world, what is it called, which mazel it is. Something to observe about, you know, our fast days. The Maharal points out on Sefer HaNetzach. You know, the fast days that are keneged Chorban, right, are in two times a year. Well, we have Shivasa B'Tammuz, and we have Tisha B'Av in the summer. Now, what's the other one that's somewhat, you know, in remembrance of, you know, our setbacks? Asar B'Tavis, and that's in the depth of the winter. So anyone who knows from the Gemara, there's Tkufas Tammuz, which is the hottest time of the year. Tkufas Teves, coldest time of the year. And the Maharal is so certain of this that he says, therefore, Tzom Gedalia is not a Zecher L'Churban. It's Misas Tzadikim. It's Siluk Tzadikim. It's nothing to do with Churban. He's so sure of that. Because he points out that, you know, there's so now our and of course, Tanis Esther is not a Zecher L'Churban. Tanis Esther, which is, or it comes out in Adar after Tkufas Tevis, you know, as we're approaching spring, that's just Zecher for the Milchama. So the Ta'anesim that are Keneged Churbanus are Shavas HaBetamus and Tisha B'Av in the depth of the summer, in the heat of the summer, and Asar Tevis in the cold of the winter. Right? And whereas our good times are Tishrei, Sukkot, Nisan, right, Pesach, and Shavuos is still part of Tkufas Nisan. All right, Shavuos is still during what Chazal would call Tkufas Nisan, where the weather is balanced. So says the Maharal, amazing vort, right? Which crosses over to what we said, balance. You know, on Nisan and Tishrei, the days are exactly, you know, the light time and the dark time are 12 hours each. Days are perfectly balanced. Days are perfectly balanced, right? And we said Shavuos is close enough to Nisan, like we said, right? Days are perfectly balanced, and those are our good times, right? Those are the Yomim Tovim, right? The Shalsha Regalim come out mostly where the weather is dead center, right? Keneged Tiferes, Keneged, you know, the center that has, it's the synthesis of all poles, and says the Maharal, amazing thing, you want to break something, where won't you try to break it if you want to break something? You don't break it in the center, that's its strongest point. You break it at the edges. The edges are what's weak, right? At the edge, you can break it. In the middle, you can't break it. So says the Maharal, our strong times is like the center of the year. When, you know, these chodashim, that the weather and the alignment of dark period and light period are centered and balanced. Right? In the center and in the balance is strength. Right? And that's where, you know, there's still yamim tovim, afilu bizman hazeh. Right? That's where our strength is. Weakness, right, is on the edges. Right? So Shavuos HaBetamuz and Tisha B'Av is on the edge of heat, summer. Asar HaBetavis on the edge of coldness. They're on the extremes. The extremes are vulnerable. The extremes are dangerous. Being extremist is dangerous, right? That's, you know, the gift of Am Yisrael is that we're Yashar, we're straight, we're balanced. So our strong months are the balanced months. Our weak months are the months of the extreme. And in the depth of it, right, the summer month is extreme chesed, right? If light is kindness and darkness is din, right? You know, the days are just too long in the summer, right? And the nights are just too long in the winter. And it's connected to the extremes of too much chesed and too much din, which everyone knows is yishmo, too much chesed, right? As whatever, without getting into why that is. And Esav, too much din, he's a rotseach. Right, he's a murderer. Right? Too much chesed, too much gevura, and that's the summer, and that's the winter. Those are the extremes where we're vulnerable. But here's the thing about the thing about the center is that it's strong, and it's balanced, and it's boring. Right, right. It's no fun. No fun. You guys don't know what fun is. Okay, it's fine. So, right. That's opposite. But I'm almost done. Right. This is the amkus that, you know, we are not, we don't yet have kalim, right, to receive the extremes. The extremes are off the scale and off our ability to handle. And that's an amazing thing. Right, that, you know, that's why the Navi says all these Ta'anesim that are Zecher Churban are going to become Yemei Sosom V'Simcha. They're going to be converted into joy. See, we don't have the capacity to handle the extremes yet. Right, you know, but it could be either extreme joy, but extremes are hard to handle, and that's where there was the challenge. Imagine if Am Yisrael wouldn't have bought the story of the Meraglim. Let's say they would have refused to believe it. It's fake news, right? Right, fake news, right? They work for CNN, right? Right? That should have given it away, right? Right? So they, right? They would have refused to believe the story, right? So Am Yisrael would have gone into Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av. So this is what I heard from my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir, Zecher Tzadik V'Karsh Shavracha. An amazing thing in Hebrew. When you double the last letter, it is to mean smallness. Like katan is small. Ktantan is very small. That's why we call, he explains this in the same shir, we call idols Elilim. We're making fun of them, like little god. Right? The Getchka, right? Little god, right? We're making fun of them, right? Yeah, you call yourself a god, you're little, right? Elil, right? Double the last letter. Okay. Nisan, which is Chodesh HaGeula, is Chodesh HaAviv. What does that mean? Little Av. If we would have not fallen for the story of the Meraglin, right, then we Av, you know, Nisan would be small by comparison. Aviv, little Av. Chodesh Av, which like it'll be in the future. Extreme goodness, right? You know, we weren't ready. We didn't have the vessels to hold, you know, the extreme goodness. Well, you don't have vessels to hold, you know, if you can't harness it, it works against you, like any energy. Can't harness it, then it's destructive. If you can harness it, it's good. If you can't harness it, like water, you can harness it, fine. If not, it floods you. Electricity, you can harness it, it powers your machines. If not, it electrocutes you. Right, that's the challenge. Like these points here are the extremes, and we don't have yet the vessels to handle it. Meaning we were challenged. Like if you would have been Omer Ben Yisrael, we would have developed those vessels. We failed. Now we can't hold those extremes. But the point I want to make is that we have to understand that this time stream, these 3 weeks, is in time what Churban HaBayis is spatially. So like the spatial damage that the Beis HaMikdash's Nebuch destroyed, right? That's perpetually in Har HaBayis, that there's a mosque there and Rav Chaim Litzlan Shualim Hilchobo, right? But the parallel in time, right, to the what the Churban is in Makom is these 3 weeks, and that's why they are 3 weeks. They are 3 weeks parallel to the Churban, right? Which really is the destruction of our tripod. That was built up, Biyasod, at the foundational level by Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, and made us the Jewish people. So the 3 weeks is in time what the Churban is in Makom. And that's why, by no coincidence, it's 3 weeks long and it's 21 days, undoing the 21 years of the power that these three guys had that was undone by the Biryonim, who burnt down the storage houses and forced us to go to war with the Romans. So you have to understand that what the 3 weeks are in Zman is parallel to what the Churban is in Makom. And during this time, we are actually facing the gash that there is in the cosmic fabric, right? That we have to be real with the idea, right? That Churban HaBayis, a world without a Beis HaMikdash, is not a normal world. God meant there. Nisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dira B'Tachtorim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like Bereishis, Bishul Ator Shnikru Reishis, Bishul Yisrael Shnikru Reishis, the whole Genesis project was that there should be an Am Yisrael in its glory, with its Torah, with the Beis HaMikdash on earth, which is the final glorification. Like we say in the Dayenu, we count, referring again to Pesach night, talk about if God did this, and what's the highest level? Ubonos Beis HaBchir L'chapra Ka'avonos Seinu. That's the capstone of Am Yisrael and the Torah being fully realized in all its fully realized in all its glory when there's a Beis HaMikdash on earth. So we have to realize, right, that the world is damaged. The world is damaged, right? And it's not spilt milk. It's damaged now. It's like if your house burnt down, you say, don't cry over spilt milk. No, you're homeless, right? You got to be worried until you have a new house. Right, spilt milk is in the past and it's gone, right? But something like being homeless, right? That's not something you call spilt milk. You can't live without a house. We have to come to the recognition that the world as it is damaged. And that's what Yirmiyahu Navi felt he couldn't explain to Plato. Your whole concept of world order, that the philosophers saw the beauty in the world as it is, needing a Beis HaMikdash is not part of their worldview. It's not part of their physics, not part of their metaphysics. You wouldn't understand that the world is blemished. There is a gash in the cosmic fabric because of Churban HaBayis. But your whole secular worldview doesn't account for that. Is there a place for Beis HaMikdash in your secular worldview? Is the Beis HaMikdash the center of your universe in your worldview? It's not even on the map. I can't explain it to you because your perception of reality is totally different. Our perception of reality is that the world is incomplete and is tarnished and is damaged and is blemished. If Am Yisrael is not at their full glory and that tripod doesn't stand proud with Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael with the Torah and with the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Churban is. I'm mourning the destruction of the world. And when we reach this time stream from Shivasar B'Tamuz to Tisha B'Av, Bein HaMitzarim, between the two poles, right? We are in time, getting back to the aspect in time that's parallel to the damage in Makom of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed and not being there. We've reached its parallel in time. These 3 weeks are the time aspect of the gash that there is in the cosmos. These Baruch Hashem, the gash is from here to there. Those are the poles. That's, you know, the damage is from here to here. And that's why the Avelus, immediately it gets worse and worse and worse until Tisha B'Av, which is the other pole, and that's the Katzeh, the other extreme. But once you get over the edge, the next day at Chatzos, the whole thing's over, right? Because this is the gash, and we transverse the gash. It's a three-week-long gash, and when you get past it, we get past it, and we get on with our lives, you know, hopefully not forgetting. But we are, during the 3 weeks, we are coming to the time equivalent of the gash that there is in the universe, and our avodah is to acknowledge that the universe has a gash in it. The universe is tainted, tarnished, right? Deficient, because there's no Beis HaMikdash on earth. And if we are real with that, cause Mitzaba Yushalayim, Zocheh Bro B'Simchasa, if you realize that you don't accept the world as it is, you don't accept reality as reality, the way the secular world says reality, you don't accept, that's not real. Real is, you know, with the Beis HaMikdash and with Hashruas HaShchin on earth. Oh, so you are know what reality ought to look like, you'll see that reality. But if you accept this world without a Beis HaMikdash as being normal and acceptable, you won't see the Beis HaMikdash because you think you don't need it. And that's the avodah during these days. We have come to the time equivalent to the gash that there is in Mokom. You know, we are the aspect of time that is keneged, right? The Churban HaBayis. Right, we are now, and during the time we have to acknowledge that this is, you know, cosmic damage. The world is not right the way it is. It's not right. And if you are real with that the world is not right the way it is, the Rebbe Shem will give you the world that you want. If you are willing to accept this as being normal, you'll be stuck with it. And that's what it means. HaMisabel Yerushalayim, right? Then Zocher Rebbe Simchasa, because you know that this is not reality, so God will show you the reality you believe in. You accept this as reality, you'll be stuck with it. and this is the, this is the avoda of this time stream, right? We've come, we re-encounter the gash in the universe. We have to acknowledge that the universe is gash, the universe is blemished, and schus that we acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us what we think is normal. If we that a world that is normal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us that normality that we believe in, that normalcy. Right, and then b'mehera b'yameinu, this cosmic gash will become yafech l'sasa l'simcha, and we'll have kelim to accept the extreme tov.